Hello, and welcome to Intuitive Nature, the podcast. My name is Susan Jane, and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week, you will hear about how you can connect, develop, and trust your intuition through meditations, readings, and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose. Hello and welcome to Intuitive Nature, the podcast. I'm Susan Jane, the Intuitist, and I'll be your host for this Intuition and Spirituality series. Now today we are talking about how we receive our intuitive messages. Now, if you have been listening to the podcast, you will have an understanding of what's been happening in my life and the situation that I've been going through. Why I want to talk about our emotions is because of how the last podcast was put forward to you. I was very emotional and things were very up in the air. And I think that we need to get an understanding of what is just when we're just working from our emotions and when we're getting these intuitive messages. Because when we get intuitive messages, they can come as a physical feeling or they can be a mental thought. A physical feeling can also have a visual impression, and we get these emotional expressions as well. So when we look at our physical area, we can go through the five senses, the sight, sound, smell, touch, and taste. So that is our physical aspect. And when we get intuitive messages that way, you may smell something that, you know, like sometimes you'll get that lavender perfume and you know it's grandma's, or you'll get that smell of tobacco and you know it belongs to great granddad, or you get different smells that will come through and it gives you an understanding of where they're coming from and smells that remind you of your childhood. I know when I used to do a lot of cooking, baking biscuits, that my children used to love Mondays, and they'd smell the biscuits and it always reminded them of that Monday when they'd come home from school and they'd always have some biscuits, freshly baked biscuits. So there's those smells. We have the sight. We see different things. We have these visuals aspects of intuitive messages where we'll see 1111, or we'll see some sign or something in particular keep on turning up. Now, if it's turning up on internet, on Facebook or anything like that, then that is manipulated. It's not necessarily intuitive, so be aware of that. But if you saw a symbol on the internet or on Facebook, and then you saw it externally as well in real life or in a magazine, that is more intuitive, because the way Google and the way the internet manipulates things, if you click on anything, it will actually start showing you more of what you've clicked on. So be mindful of that. You may see signs, but it's not always your intuition bringing them forward. Often it can be Google, and they're trying to work intuitively, because if you're clicking on that, you want to see more of it and they'll put more forward to you. So we'll see different things that be the physical aspects. We'll hear different things. You know, where you'll hear a song and it reminds you of your childhood sweetheart or something to that effect. You'll hear different sounds. I know that I've been out somewhere and you'll hear somebody call mum, and it just sounds like your child, how your child used to say it. And you'll have different areas like that. Taste is the same. You'll have taste as well, where you'll taste something and it'll remind you of a childhood memory or of a different situation. Sometimes not always so pleasant. But that's all about the physical aspects. Some of the other physical aspects, when we look at touch, my hands used to go very, very blotchy whenever I needed to do a healing. I could never work out why they were all blotchy, and people used to say to me, is there something wrong? You know, do you need to get that checked? I found out after, it took a while, don't get me wrong, it was a couple of years down the track, and then I realized that every time there was somebody that was around me that needed to have a healing, my hands would go blotchy. And so then I started seeing the sign first and saying, okay, who needs a healing? And I would work it that way. So there was those physical aspects that we get those intuitive messages from or through. Then we have those mental aspects. Now, the mental are thoughts. You know, you start to get these thoughts that just come through without, you don't realize you're doing it. You don't realize you're saying it. Have you ever just walked into the room, like you're ready to head out, and you've gone back into the bedroom or back into one of the rooms, and you walk into that room and you go, I came here for a reason and I can't remember what it is. That is an intuitive message. You've got the message, you've got the understanding and you've headed there, but you've completely forgotten it once you've got there. Or I've had those times when I've sort of got to get in the car and I go, you know what, I think I've forgotten something. It's just not right. So I've forgotten something. I know I've forgotten something or something's happening. And you're getting these little thought patterns coming into your head saying there's something going on or you need to look at something or there's, you know, another area there. These are all intuitive thoughts. When you're starting to do, I get this a lot with working as a digital marketer too. You start to do, when I'm doing these research, the research for the keywords when I'm working, you start to get these thematical analysis. You're doing this thematical analysis. You start to get these themes coming through with the words. And this is where these intuitive thought pattern starts to come out, because you start to put things into themes, into areas, and it just makes sense. And yet you don't understand what you're doing to start with. You just follow it. You start to go with it. And whatever that's happening, you start to see this pattern emerging and these themes come through. It's really quite interesting. You're doing things and you aren't aware of what you're doing, but you know you need to do them. You're being guided in this way. So we'll have these mental thoughts or visions. One of the real strong ones I had was when I was due to leave my area, I was going to come to the Gold Coast and study. Well, I did come to the Gold Coast and study. I did a 3-year uni degree. Now, when I had said to my girlfriend, I'm going to go down the coast, I'm going to go to uni. And she said to me, well, how do you know you're going to get in? And it wasn't even a thought that had occurred to me. It did not occur to me in any one way, shape or form. And I remember saying to her, well, I don't know if I'm going to get in, but I will get in. I said, if it's not what I'm thinking it'll be something else. I'm going to uni. And I don't know where those words came from, because I didn't really feel them. It just came out. It was one of those instant answers that you just said, and it was the perfect answer at the perfect time. So I'm not really sure what that was or where it is, but you do become aware of it. You do understand. And I can remember thinking, wow, where did that come from? But you just start to go with it. And then we have emotional responses. So when we start to get those feelings, the emotions that real need to do something or engage in a certain way, or have you ever met somebody on the street or, you know, sitting at a bus stop, not that I catch buses, but, you know, sitting somewhere at a shop or something, and you just look at them and you sort of go, are you okay? You just get that emotional feeling, you connect with them, you get an understanding that there's something going on and they just need to be supported. So you get this emotional pull, an emotional understanding. And there's other times where when you say, well, which way shall I go? Should I go left or should I go right? And you just have this emotional feeling that you need to go one way or another. I experienced a lot of that last week. I experienced a lot of this emotional pull one way or another. And I had to get this understanding of, is it my emotions from the physical aspect, because emotions are attached to both physical and spiritual, or is it the spiritual side of it coming through? So when we do get spiritual messages, I call them spiritual intuitive messages when I can't put them down to anything else. I can't say they're physical. I can't say they're mental. I can't say they're emotional. They're just there. And you get these spiritual messages when you really just start to do things without even realizing you're doing them. You will might drive home a different way for no reason. There's no thought pattern in it. There's no physical aspect to it. There's no emotional aspect. You just go a different way, and you have no idea why you're doing it. These are all the spiritual sides. We get spiritual messages. We also get spiritual messages from other spirit, not just from ours too, not just from ourselves. But today I wanted to talk really about the emotional aspects of your intuition and the emotional messages that we get. And I'll go back to what had happened. So we've been experiencing, my partner's son has been living with us. He has been with us for 4 or 5 weeks, something to that effect, and he is on a concoction of drugs. I think he has about 3 or 4 addictions to different drugs, mainly prescription drugs, and he has the little canisters of nitrous oxide, the little cream canisters. I've never seen it before, never heard of it before, don't know very much about it, but he was on those, and he would go through hundreds of those in a day. They give you a very, very quick high or fix, about 15 seconds, and so consequently, you need lots of them during the day. So he was on this big mixture. Now, the reason why he was with us, he got kicked out of his house or home and with his girlfriend and their little 6-month-old baby. She'd had enough, couldn't do any more, and said out. He came to us on the proviso that he was booked in for detox and rehab. He wasn't. He told us he was, but he wasn't. Anyway, eventually he was, and he got booked in. We actually took him on Monday, last Monday, and he went in, and I did the podcast that was released last Thursday. I did that on Tuesday, so I was very, very raw with emotions. We had had a pretty horrific weekend. Our whole thoughts, energy, everything was going on to getting him through the weekend to get him to detox on Monday, and he had to be clean when he got there. If he had taken anything that morning, he wouldn't have gone in. So our whole energy was based on just getting him through. Now, my partner bent a lot of the rules. He bent a lot of the rules, and I didn't think he was a big rule bender, but he was for this particular reason. I did say to him, he breaks any of them, and then there's going to be consequences, and I'm not 100% sure what they were or where they were going with that, but I needed to be secure in myself as well. On that Monday, we took him into detox. That Tuesday afternoon was when I did the podcast, and yes, it was quite distressing, quite upset. I had held on to a lot of these emotions, and talking on the podcast did allow them to come through. I did allow them to express that, and it was quite, and I can never say the word, cathartic, anyway, you know what I mean. It was good for me. I needed to release it, especially talking about other areas in my life and those emotions that this brought up. So taking him into this detox really brought up a lot of emotions from my past when I had to help my stepdaughter go through emotional traumas like that. He had an addiction. She had depression. Now, there was two completely different areas. She had depression and used marijuana to help her through. He had an addiction, and when he came off it, he would get depressed. So we're looking at two different areas here, and even though they're both really mental health issues, we were looking at two different areas, and we do have to address them differently. So there was a lot of emotions going on and a lot of stuff happening. Before he went into detox, I was receiving intuitive messages. I was feeling emotional from the past, and it was really challenging to work out the difference. In the end, I remember going, well, it really doesn't matter what the difference is. The biggest thing I have to be mindful of is not reacting to those emotions. Because if it's an intuitive emotion, you will not react in a negative way. Even if it's a negative one, you will not react to it. You will not react in the same way you would if it's a negative emotion you're receiving externally or physically. Now, let me explain that because it's a little bit challenging. On Friday, my partner's son had been in detox for 5 days. He had to be in there, they said, 10 to 14 days because of the type and the amount of drugs he was on. On the Friday, he checked himself out. He decided that he had had enough. So after we went all through this, we put ourselves out, we did everything we could, he chose to walk away from it. Now, my partner turned around and said to him, he believed a lot of that was his fault in the fact that he did all the work. He was the one who wanted him in detox. It wasn't the son that wanted to go through detox. So everything was done for him, and consequently, he didn't want it enough to continue. And this was what I was trying to get through from the word go. I knew that this young man was not on his rock bottom, was not down low enough to be able to climb back out. He had not reached his rock bottom. Everybody was doing everything for him. He didn't need to do it. So when it came to actually stepping up to the plate and staying in detox and getting well, he wasn't prepared to do it. Then, as you can imagine, all these other emotions started flooding in. But these emotions were different. It was more about the disappointment. It was more about the time and effort that we put in to help him. And it was more about he had the ability, he had the option there to get well, and he chose not to. He chose to walk away. And in choosing to do that, he also walked away from the support that we were giving him. So you go through these emotions like, wow, it's really disappointing, and you get angry. Don't get me wrong, I got angry. But in the same token, it's like, well, you know what? I just don't want anything to do with that anymore. I'm not going to go there. And you had this a bit of a reprieve almost. His mum came to the rescue and put him up in a motel for the night and then flew him to Melbourne the next day. Now, his biggest whinge was that he wanted to see his son, and being in detox, he couldn't see his son. He has now flown 2 states away from where his son lives, and they're in lockdown. So if he comes back, or when he comes back, he has to be in quarantine for 2 weeks. So you can see there straight away that he was not thinking of his son. He's thinking of the addiction. So everything goes back to the addiction. So when we're starting to get this understanding of whether we're just receiving, whether we've got these emotions from our past, from the experiences we're going through, or whether these are intuitive guiding emotions, is what we needed to get, what I needed to get an understanding of. And this is where I was at first struggling, and then realized where I was going. So in the podcast last week, I needed to release a lot of those emotions that I'd held on to. I'd held on to them from the prior situation, and I needed to let them go. And sorry about that, but you guys copped it. I needed to let that go. And I could have not put that podcast out, but again, it's all real and it's all relevant. I'm hoping it's helping somebody out there. So to me, it's all relevant. I'm not going to give you the sugar-coated candy version. I'm giving you the real version. This is what we're experiencing. And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that are experiencing these drugs, addictions, these things that are happening in their life. When he checked out, I straight away got very angry, really disappointed, and you felt really, really flat. But in the same time, in the same token, there would have been a time when I would have wanted to retaliate. And I'm sure a lot of you would feel the same way. You just want to slap them, but you can't. And maybe that's where we go wrong. We don't. I don't know. I can't go there. So I was really angry. I was really annoyed and I was really, really disappointed. He was so close to being able to come out and be a good dad and, you know, stand up and be himself, but he chose not to. And I get that it's not necessarily an easy choice. I've never been there. I've had to make some difficult choices in my life, but I've never been in a choice where it's an addiction compared to living. So it's not a choice that I find difficult to make because I don't have that problem. However, there's other problems that people have, and it is hard. It is hard to take the right choice is not the right way to say it, but we all know that there is a positive and a negative aspect to it. So maybe the positive choices are better. So I'm getting all these feelings, I'm getting all this understanding, but you're also getting this like a calm coming over you. It's almost like, well, you've done what you could do. You've done the best you could do. Now you are allowed to let it go. And that's how I was feeling on that Friday. I was annoyed. I really felt for my partner because he had put so much time and effort to try and get his son on the straight and narrow, and it just didn't work. He now is experiencing a few health issues, mainly because of the stress and the anxiety that he went through. So we sort of got together and we said, okay, it's time to work on us now. It's time to give ourselves some time and some space. And that's what we're going to do. But these emotions that are coming through and you're receiving them and you're getting them, what you need to do is just let them sit for a while. Don't react straight away. And that's probably the hardest thing, but it's don't react straight away. Let these feelings come. So this disappointment came to me. And, you know, like you wallow in it for a little while and you get a little bit angry and you know, if you can imagine that disappointment was like a big puddle of mud, you know, you sort of roll around in it for a little while and then you get angry and you make a few bubbles and, you know, you toss and you turn and you might even pick up a little bit and want to throw it at somebody and make a mud ball, and you just allow yourself to really ooze in it. Just allow it to happen. Don't do anything physical. Just allow it to happen. This is the difference between a emotion that you're going to respond and react to and have that knee-jerk reaction and create even more drama, or the result of understanding that you're feeling this. What does that mean? What does it look like to you? Oh my God, it hurts. I don't like it. It makes me feel uncomfortable. But it's no good using a physical element to address an emotional situation. Sorry if you can hear all that noise. We've just got this lovely big storm coming over, so there's a bit of noise out there. So we get this area where we're receiving all these emotional messages and we want to strike out. We want to strike out in some way, shape or form. And you'll often use it with verbally, you know, you'll say all sorts of things that maybe we shouldn't say. We could strike out physically, you know, you want to hit somebody, you want to throw something. There's lots of ways that we can strike out. But this is an emotional situation. We need to treat it as such. We need to reflect on it. We need to get an understanding of it. We need to get that knowledge behind it. And when we do that, it is raining. And when we get that understanding, it stops that emotion controlling us. So when the emotion is controlling us and we are reacting and responding to it, we know it's not from our intuition. We know it's not intuitive messages. we know that it's something different and we need to observe it. And we need to get an understanding of it, exactly what's going through it. So I went through this disappointment and I thought to myself, it took a little while. Don't worry, it didn't go this quick. I thought to myself, well, I'm disappointed, but I'm disappointed for my partner because he put so much work in it. I'm disappointed for the time and effort I put into it. It was pretty disappointing that he just dropped it all. He didn't care. So I went through all that and then I went, you know what? The whole thing is about him and what he's doing with his life. I need to give that back to him. So in my own way, I gave him back his disappointment. I didn't need it anymore. And now that's his issue, not mine. So I've allowed this emotion to go back to where it belongs. I'm not holding on to it anymore. It's no longer serving me. So I've let that go. The anger, I'm not angry with him anymore. I won't allow, I haven't forgotten it, so I won't allow him back into the house. There is no way he's coming back here without him having actually gone through detox and rehab, actually going through it, not pretending that he's going to go through it, but actually going through it. So he will not be welcome back in the house until such a time. So there's all those areas, and there's no feeling towards that of hatred. I don't hate him. I don't dislike him for it. It's more about getting an understanding that to allow him back in when he hasn't done the work is enabling him to continue the way he is. And that's what I won't do. I will not enable that behavior. I might as well get a knife and slit his throat, because that is what you're doing when you're enabling somebody with drugs. And I can't do that to him. I just can't do it. I'd rather see him in the gutter, in a homeless shelter, than enable him to continue the way he was going. So, and that's me. So these emotions were coming through. I've got the understanding of them. I've got the feeling to them. I've accepted what's going on. And then I can reflect back on it. And how can I control it? What can I do to help me get through it? Because he's not feeling disappointed. He walked out. I'm the one who's feeling disappointed. So I need to let that go and go, he's a big boy. He can make his choices and do what he needs to do. Let go of the disappointment. And it's gone. So that's how we can sort of tell our emotions from our intuitive emotional messages. An emotional message will be a lot quicker and a lot actually very subtle sometimes. You don't realize it. You don't realize you're getting them, but you will not respond in the same way you will from a physical emotion, from that more physical aspect of the emotion. So what I was experiencing with the disappointment was definitely a lot more of the physical side of it. I saw what was going on. I didn't like it. I was really disappointed. So that was a lot more of the physical aspect. I can hold on to that or I can let it go. This time I let it go. Now, when we're starting to feel intuitive emotions, they're usually a lot lighter. They're not as dramatic. You don't respond the same way. You're not going the same way. And usually they're stronger when they're to do with supporting or helping somebody else. When it's about the anger and you know, disappointment and things like that, that's not about supporting someone else. So they're not intuitive messages. You can get intuitive messages that may not be 100% positive in our attitude, but often that is just to get you to flip and go the other way. So sometimes if something positive isn't taking you towards it, then something negative might take you away from the bad stuff and push you towards the positive stuff. So, yeah, we've got those elements there. But the main thing for you to understand the difference between your emotional intuitive messages and emotions, when we're getting those emotions, is the fact that when you start to reflect on it, You understand where it's come from. You understand that it has a physical element to it. So anxiety is a really good one, and anxiety is one of those emotions that we get all the time. And anxiety is a fear of the future. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know where it's coming from. When you start to reflect on anxiety, a lot of it is not feeling like you've got control over something. So we get really anxious because we don't feel like we've got control. That is very, very physical. Having control over something is very, very physical. So that would be definitely emotional side. So you're not getting that intuitive. If you didn't get anxiety and all of a sudden, and I've done this before, where we've walked down the street and you get that little wave of anxiety and you sort of go, oh. And it's not strong, it's not there for long, it's just that little bit of a, oh, and you just tend to look around, you know, like, am I safe? Is something going to happen? Look around. And you just sort of, it just lifts your awareness. That's an intuitive message. It just lifts your awareness and you sort of go, oh, okay, am I right? Now, again, you can continue that on and go through anxiety and go, oh, I'm scared, I don't know what's going to happen, rah, rah, rah. Or you can just go, no, I'm just aware of something's going, you know, it's a bit darker here, or I might not be in the right space. Be aware of it. Pick your phone up out of your bag or whatever and just be conscious of what you're doing. So these are the areas that we can look at. The biggest thing is we reflect back. Reflection is just the be all and end all, because when you start to reflect back, you start to get an understanding of who you are, why you're responding that way, what you're doing, and different things like that. So once we start to reflect back, we get an understanding. I reflected back on the disappointment I felt and the situation that I was going through, and that allowed me to be able to go forward in a lot more positive manner. Also, he's two states away, so I don't have that problem as well. Oop, wrong thing. But it's reflecting back. Can we do it a little bit differently? If it happened again, if a similar situation happened. But it's not so much of harassing yourself about it and saying, well, you should have done this and you should have done that, and I'm a good one at doing that. You should have done this and you should have done that. You're better off to go, okay, I could have done this or I could have done that, but I didn't. And you know what? I did the best I could at the time. And that's okay. We're learning to get to know ourselves. We're learning to understand if those emotions are coming from a physical aspect, what we can do with them, or if they are genuinely intuitive emotional messages coming through. So I hope you've enjoyed that. I hope I've answered some of the questions there. So the takeaway from this is reflect back. When you're in those emotions, sit in them. And they hurt sometimes. But understand them for what they are and see if they could be sent back to where they came from. Even if you drop something on your foot and it makes you really angry because it hurts, give that anger back to the ball or the chair or the table or whatever it was that hit your foot. Give it back to them and go, okay, well, I've done it. I've got angry. I've let it go, and you've just got to release it. When we hold on to those emotions, that's when we come in, have trouble. So reflect back. This reflection can also be done when we start to reflect back on some of the situations that we've had in our life. I just talked about this recent one, but there's lots of other situations that we've had in our life that we can look and reflect back on, understand what the emotion is that you're holding on to or what's happening there, put yourself back into that situation if need be, just temporary and get the understanding, even as a third person watching, and try to let that emotion go back to where it came from. Allow it to go back to where it came from. Okay, allow the situation to go back. It's just about reflecting, and we get an understanding of who we are when we do that. So that's all for today. If you want to have some more understanding, or you want to get more understanding or tools about trusting your intuition, subscribe to the podcast, follow me on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, or jump onto the website. Oh, my throat just went funny. Jump onto the website, intuitivenature.com.au, and check out the blogs and free resources. Now, I've got a Facebook group, and I am starting to get that organized. It's called Emotional Mastery. What I've now got is 100 colored photos of flowers that I have taken. All right. Now, I say that I have taken it because I'm not going to have native flowers from America or UK or anywhere else. They are actually Australian flowers, so there's going to be some weird ones there. But it's not about the flower. It's about your intuition picking a number from 1 to 100 and understanding that. If I pick the flower image, it's my intuition picking it. I want you to pick the flower image. I've got a couple already that I've got to do, and I haven't started doing the lives yet, but I've got a couple already. One lady's picked number 33 for romance. She wants to understand her romance, so the number that came up for her was 33. I had another lady who's a bit having problems with money, and the number 80 came up, 80 for her. So I'm going to go through these. So if you've got a number and an area that you want to get an understanding of, all you need to do is tell me, whether it's career, health, romance, whatever it is, and pick a number from 1 to 100, and we'll see what your intuition is trying to tell you about that situation. So that's on Emotional Mastery. I am going to start it very soon. I am due to go on holidays for 2 weeks, so it won't... Oh, that rain's really coming in, isn't it? Sorry about the noise. it'll be... Probably I won't start for another 3 weeks, but look, feel free to give me numbers and everything else, and I will actually start to put them down, because I would really like to be able to do a flower reading a day. So I'm not sure how I'm going to go time-wise. I'm just going to play that by ear, but that's what I'd like to do. So, Emotional Mastery, Facebook. Remember, we are all naturally intuitive. It is part of human nature. It is our intuitive nature. I am Susan Jane Intuitus from Intuitive Nature, and I thank you for listening. Have a great day, and I'll say bye for now. Bye.